And then did you, I believe you played county rugby before coming to Gloucester?
Yes, I did. Back in those days, we had substitutes, not replacements. So players would have to sacrifice their Saturday game. Now, of course, club players weren't often released to be substitutes by their clubs. So the county would look around for people who were playing at a reasonable level who wouldn't mind being associated with the county. And of course, I was delighted to be selected as a substitute for Gloucestershire. And I was on the bench several times for the county. Very rarely got on, because players didn't really go off in those days. You stayed on. So we had two subs usually, and myself and my vice captain at St. Paul's, who I must give a name check to, Dave Poynton. We're often on the bench together. And Dave and I went on to play for Gloucester together, and Dave carried on playing after I retired and became a great servant of the club in a coaching capacity, and indeed a fantastic coach of schools rugby, and achieved such a lot with St. Peter's, taking them to winning the Daily Mail Cup.
And finding a whole lot of talent.
And unleashing an amazing array, a conveyor belt of players from St. Peter's into Gloucester. So I was delighted to see Dave's success, and Dave and I were on the bench for Gloucestershire many times. And that's where I began to find out about Gloucester and the Cherry and Whites. Because having come from Scotland, I didn't really know about the culture and heritage of Gloucester rugby. And being associated with the county team, where of course lots of clubs were represented, I just began to filter through to me how important Gloucester was in the scheme of things locally and, of course, nationally.
Did you play any local club rugby at all, apart from joining Gloucester?
That's a good question. I'm one of the few people, I think, who came straight into the Gloucester team having never played club rugby.
Right.
I went from school, played junior international, which, you know, doesn't really prepare you for club rugby. Went abroad, as you heard, doing VSO, came back, 4 years at college, and then straight into the Gloucester team. I was very lucky to have appeared during a period in the Gloucester's history when I was sandwiched between two great Mikes. I came along to Gloucester in 76 when the great Mike Potter had retired prior to me. In fact, I've never seen Mike play, but everyone I speak to talks about what a fantastic unsung hero he was, who never received the recognition internationally that he should have done. And of course, the great Mike Teague, who did actually overlap with me and played four games in 1978 as an 18-year-old. And then when my job changed, I retired from rugby to give up my Saturday afternoons. I was 29 then, so it was almost time to go. So I consider myself very lucky to have had a three-year period between these two great players when there was a vacancy for me in the back row.
Mm-hmm. How did the invitation come to come down to Kingsham?
Back in those days, I don't know if you were invited. Do you know what? I just turned up for training at Plot Court. I didn't know who to approach. I didn't know anyone at Gloucester, although I'd met some people in the Gloucestershire setup. But being a student, you weren't really part of the setup, the organisers. So I just turned up to Plot Court in August as this lean, lanky, wiry, you wouldn't think so now, looking at the player, and you know, they all must have thought, "Who on earth is this then?" You know, and I joined in with the training. It was a lot of fitness training back then. We didn't really play any games. And then there was a trial. I put my name down for the trial, played. As I said to you, I was lucky enough there wasn't anyone around who was challenging me at that time. And the headline in the Citizen, which I've still got somewhere in the scrapbooks I was showing you earlier, gentlemen, "Newcomer in Gloucester Pack." And that was the headline for the first game of the season. And then, you know, in block capitals, newcomer John Simonet, ex of St. Paul's College, plays against Stroud, making his debut for Gloucester. So it was a great honour for me, and I must say I do consider myself very lucky.
From my records, I've got you down as the first game, actually on 4th of September, against Brighton Park.
I am never going to argue with a statistician, Chris. I've learned that many times. Interesting. I have a cutting which says newcomer in Gloucester Band. That's all I'll say. Maybe the new, was that a trial maybe? Or is that down as the first game?
Well, I think it's the first game of the season, 4th of September, with the season starting in September.
Okay. We need to check this and
I'll check it.
Yes, you certainly check it. My recollection is that it was Stroud, but as I say, I'm not going to argue with the statistician.
And then,
yes, go on.
I hesitate now to say your first try was on the 19th of March 1977 against Guy's Hospital.
Yes, let me just work out how long that took. I will say to you, in all honesty, I know where I stand in the pantheon of Gloucester number eights. I was a good donkey number eight forward. I was a good line-out forward, being tall, spring-heeled in those days, in the days when you had to jump. I enjoyed muddy, wet days when you could get down on the ball and just have a good grapple, you know. I was never a great running, handling number eight, and I know that. And that's perhaps why, as I said to you earlier, humorously, lack of talent stopped me getting more caps. Yeah, I know where I stand. I played lock forward when I was at school and for Scotland schools. And in a sense, I suppose my skills were better suited to lock forward. But I was quick. I will say I was a pretty quick, good corner flagging, traditional old-fashioned number eight. And I made many tackles at the corner flag, and I remember lots of them. And so I did not score many tries for Gloucester. So the ones that I did score are precious. Which one was that? Can you tell me?
Well, I mentioned that game because Gloucester scored. Your try was one of 18. which equaled the club record for a number of tries.
Was that Guy's Hospital?
As I say, it was against Guy's Hospital.
I've got the cutting in my scrapbook about that game. Yes, absolutely. No, I remember several. I remember Gilly and Don Watkins putting me into the corner against Aberavon with a front line out appeal. So it's probably like a 5-yard dash, but to me, you know, it always becomes 50 yards, doesn't it? You know, I don't know, I probably scored half a dozen, I think, in my career, yeah.
And I've also got from the records you played against Pontypool three times.
Yes.
Now that must have been quite an experience in itself.
It is, absolutely. I played against them here and away probably a couple of times. And I would put Pontypool Park down there, right up there. Perhaps not favourite, but most memorable, because you know that you're going to be tested. And it's great to come through an experience like that, especially on a Tuesday night when as soon as you cross the bridge, the mist comes down and it starts raining. I don't know how they organised it, but it always seemed to be the way. And you always knew you were in for a really tough test, and to come through it was fantastic. So yes, played against Pontypool three times, played against Terry Cobner, Jeff Squire, and indeed the Pontypool front row, which is a programme one of the few programmes I've got up in my shed at home. Very proud to have played against, you know, one of the top Welsh sides of the day.
Yeah, the first time you played against them, that was in 1976. It was one of our rare wins down there. We won 18-0.
Good Lord.
It was quite a remarkable result. Do you remember that game?
I certainly don't. And tell you what, I'd love to. I'm very surprised to see that because, yes, going down there and winning 18-0, goodness me. Mm. Yes, that is an achievement. I will now add to my memory of that. Well done, Chris. Thank you for that.